Unit 10, Social Media. A. Exercise 2, page 116.
It's a meme world. We've all shared an inside joke with our friends before, haven't we? The kind of joke that might only call for one or two words to get us laughing because we immediately recalled the story behind it. Now, imagine that we could share those kinds of jokes with people all over the world via social media. This is essentially what memes do. But what exactly are memes? Where did they come from? And what role do they play on social media? Believe it or not, the concept of a meme didn't actually originate on the internet. In fact, the term is said to date back to 1976, when the famed evolutionary biologist Richard Dawkins first used it in his book, The Selfish Gene. So, how does this relate to the funny images that we see online today? Well, Dawkins originally used the word to describe cultural ideas, symbols, or behaviors that spread rapidly from person to person within a culture. In the context of social media, this description actually does match up, as the modern-day memes we know can spread rapidly between social media users and are often shared millions of times. Let's look at what exactly characterizes a meme. While they most commonly use images, memes can change over time and take on a variety of forms, including GIFs, videos, text or audio content, or even viral challenges that encourage users to get in on the joke and share their own versions of it. What makes memes so interesting is that the form they take is not what defines them. Rather, what all memes have in common is that they use shared experiences, humor, and cultural references to communicate a message that anyone who engages with them can understand. So, what makes a great meme? Take, for example, 2007's Success Kid, or the socially awkward penguin meme that first began to pop up online in 2011. The first uses a famous photo of a baby with a proud expression to express the feeling of success, while the second uses a specific picture of a penguin to represent the experience of feeling anxiety in social situations. In 2010, we also got Minion memes, where users posted different images of Minion characters from the movie Despicable Me to illustrate humorous concepts. Though all of these memes have existed for years, they still see regular use today. Why? It's because they have universal appeal. They express real feelings that everyone can immediately recognize and relate to. All in all, while memes can make us crack up, there's much more to them than just humor. Memes are a means of communication themselves, helping people to put across complex ideas or emotions in a few words, or even without words at all. They allow social media users to connect with others, keep up with world events and trending topics, and participate in global communities, regardless of where they come from or even what language they speak. As social media platforms continue to evolve, memes are certain to remain a major part of digital culture.